Welcome to the Backfeed, the show after the show where these fellow players get to ask the DM any questions they might have, and I will try to answer them. So, you will all be level 5 after today.
Woohoo! Extra attack, here I come.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
What level is that? 6,500?
Yeah, 6,500. So, I'll be level 5. You'll be at 8,000, though.
Right now?
Yeah, 8,000, not just 6,500.
So, sweet deals.
Initial thoughts?
We met Baba Yaga. Except she seems like a sweet old lady, so I don't know why anyone's scared of her.
If there's an old lady living in a walking tree, I feel like you'd be scared of her.
Not Billy Reichel.
Well, no, that's the beauty of Billy. Beauty of Billy Reichel.
If I had to say it one more time today, I would have lost my own mind. We've had a lot of NPCs.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you guys to the point where you choose a side.
Yeah.
Because
it's tough. I'm glad you stopped it because I didn't want to choose. I didn't want to make any decisions without Andy and Rob here.
That was my intention, to make you really
get close.
Yeah. Because Zerpsar already has what he wants to do. I don't know about Ra. Ra is just excited about Captain Hook adoring his feathers.
He is very excited, and he hates peanut butter. He absolutely loves peanut butter. And Derbzar just freaking is just the opposite. He just wants to eat every ounce of
peanut butter. What side is peanut butter on?
Well, the side that Ra uses it to his advantage with Derbzar.
I bet. Is it on the Peter Pan side, or is it Hook's side? Hook's side.
I think I'm leaning more towards Hook because I've met Peter Pan, so he just likes me. I think Ra's got a big ego, so he likes the fact that ego. Hook is mesmerized by his feathers. He loves his feathers. He loves to talk about his feathers.
So, in the book, it describes like some of their personality traits, and that's one of the things is
Hook has a feather out of his head, doesn't he?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not exactly like the movie.
Yeah.
But one of his traits is adores fine art and music and hates any lack of decorum. So he absolutely adores you.
The fact that you're elegant.
Yeah.
Elegant creature.
Like a That's why he tied bird. You up, because you're just talking out of turn.
Yeah.
Appropriate child.
This is why I don't have kids on my boat.
I like how easily we just decided to kill Peter Pan.
Yeah, that took zero convincing whatsoever.
But it just sounds so amazing. Well,
Derbzar always wants to hunt something. So
he's think about it, though.
Let's hunt them.
Well, that's good. Play to the...
We should do a vote when we get everybody together.
Yeah. What
the goal is do we take the man with the hook hand, or the man that...
potentially leads the group that brought us here.
Yeah. It's that I'm trying to get you guys to decide which side you want to pick, and then once you do, we'll really start getting rolling on shit.
Is there gonna be a consequence for what's good and evil if we pick a side?
There's a consequence for a reaction.
There'd be a consequence for picking a side,
because you guys really haven't picked a side yet. You're kind of just
Will there be a consequence for? Like, are we gonna, if we choose a side, will it change our alignment?
Oh, no. No, I won't do that.
Okay.
Because you believe the side you choose is the good side. Theoretically.
Dude. Captain Hook.
I don't know. Because Hook didn't really do anything bad except for tie me up, but also I would tie me up too. So. I know Billy can be irritating. That's the whole point.
He did throw us in a jail cell.
Just to sleep. And he let you out.
Probably killed our friend.
that new guy?
Yeah.
Should I have given him the potion?
That was up to you. I was actually waiting to see what you would do.
I was torn.
Because if
But it's because it's, give I need it, a, I need to give it to Twig.
Twig would die if you didn't give it to him.
Yeah.
If you gave it away.
And I just met this guy, so I'm not that much of an idiot. I'm more loyal to friends than I would be to a stranger, but I was like, well, if I get him out, if he was used to me, if he was of use to us getting out, then I might have given it to him to get us out and then gone back to Wendy, right? Yeah, or a spy.
Could've been a spy, seeing what you guys know.
Shows how naive Billy is. Well, I didn't even good. Think about I like that. But, yeah.
Any other questions about what happened at all?
We don't know who John is yet, or where he is, or what he's doing, right? Okay.
No, that's...
What about derps are crawling up the wall and disappearing?
So, Sam knows this. Every time at dusk and dawn, there's an event that happens in each area of the island. So, the one you're in now with the Jolly Roger, the event that happens is you see the spectral ghosts coming into the skeletons and leaving the skeletons, depending on the time of day. The one... I think the best one so far was the frog waltz. The frogs came out and were dancing, doing the waltz.
Like Warner Brothers, hello my baby, hello my honey. Like another guy, the frog that sings and dances.
It was essentially that.
I got burned by fairies.
What happened initially with the fairies? Because I was trying to remember, but I was like, oh yeah, we got our asses kicked, but I couldn't remember what the hell happened.
So, like, today, what happened?
Or no, just... the first time we met the fairies.
So, the first time we met the fairy was when two of the Lost Boys and a fairy were fighting the Daggertooth Tigers.
Oh, yeah.
And you helped defeat them, and then Twig was, like, messing around with, or, like, talking at the... fairy, and it got bored and turned Theobald into the crab. Because the purple one does alteration magic.
And oh, changes yeah. It.
That's why he turned into the small lizard. The gliding dragon.
That's funny. So, did Wu's brain die, essentially? Do we know?
Yeah, Wu's brain is dead.
And Hook killed him because he didn't want to be part of the crew?
Yeah. Well, because the spiders brought him because they were trying to kill him. Or kill the spider. They were fighting them.
Yeah.
You guys were fighting the spiders. He got captured. Brought back. He had a chance to join the crew. Probably was like, no, I side with Peter Pan. And then... dinner for spiders.
Yeah, we should totally join Hook. He's not a bad guy.
Well, our kid does not know he did that. Do we?
Nope.
No. Don't you metagame on me there. Billy Reichel.
He told us that he made him walk the plank.
Peter Pan and Billy Reichel.
I made a comment initially when we first started playing because I did the Echo. The reason why I chose the Echo Knight was because I was like, ooh, that's kind of like a shadow, like Peter Pan's shadow.
Yeah, I love that.
And that was my whole original idea about why I wanted to do Echo Knight. And somebody made a comment about Peter Pan having a shadow. I go, oh, maybe I could be the next Pan. And they were like, no. You're not going to want to do that. And then that's like what made us originally think that Pan was bad. And a couple other people said some weird things. And about like him just being nonchalant. Like him forgetting about Wendy and being like, oh yeah, he forgot about her. There's basically there's a new flavor of the day pretty much every day with him. And
that's right in the book too.
That he's like just kind of like...
loses interest very quickly.
Yeah. But... at the same time, we were like, oh, he's bad. And we met him, and he's like, hey, guys, what's going on?
Like, he's like a typical teenager.
Yeah, he's like a party bro.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So, you gotta figure that out. I'm trying to let you guys figure it out on your own. Instead of railroading
you guys. They both have good and bad.
Yeah. Well, that's... this is big on decision making.
Mm-hmm.
And I like for you guys to actually think and... every thing you choose to do will have a consequence, good or bad. Depends on what you choose. Depends how you go about it. So,
what's up with the writing?
It was a rune. It was a trap. But it was one of John's traps.
One of the giants?
John's.
Oh.
I didn't want to give you too much of a hard one.
Yeah. So there's a way to actually get out, to not...
yeah, run.
Great solution. That's a great solution.
I was like... oh, I'll turn the timer on. If they run, they'll be fine.
That's me. Oh, man. One of these times we're going to see that crocodile and it's not going to be sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to bring him in.
Forever. I'm guessing. Now that we know, that is the dusk dawn event for that area.
Yep. Yeah.
That's terrifying.
There's, I think, let's see. There are...
So the crocodile is a female, basically, essentially. Yeah. Can we infer?
There's 24 areas. You've been to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 12-ish. So about half the island we've actually been to.
That's crazy.
It's our characters, though, is that right?
Yeah. You guys have been about a quarter by now, the way you guys have been traveling. Today you travel a lot. Because I want you guys to see a lot and experience a lot so you guys can have information to pick what you want
to
do.
We got to go back to Hangman's Tree with these guys. Well, that's where we're going next, but it'll be interesting for them to see Hangman's Tree because that was a cool place. It's a, like the tree house that they have with the Lost Boys and everything. You dive into it and then... In here, it opens up into a bunch of different rooms and has a bunch of different tunnels that lead literally all over the island, like secret tunnels that you can take to get to all over the island.
And they're magic, so it's expedient to travel.
And the Lost Boys are dicks.
Well, they were just dicks to Theobald.
Yeah.
That was funny. I thought.
Yeah, they're dicks to adults. They hate adults. So like how Hook was to me, they are to adults, but they'll be fine with both of you because you're creatures.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea behind Hook and Peter Pan choose a side.
I think about it. I don't think I was supposed to have reckless attack. I think I get that level 2 barbarian.
Yeah, you do. But I'm playing. Sorry, you nat 20 on your first roll, right? Anyways.
Yeah. The pirates are super weak.
Yeah. I see that. That's
but awesome. Every time you encounter them, they get stronger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
It's funny now that, like, it's literally the exact opposite of the Black Pearl's curse.
Yeah.
Right? Every time you encounter them, they get stronger?
Except for that part.
Why?
They know how you fight.
Oh, they learn.
Okay. They learn.
What is, like, their HP go up or their damage?
Everything.
Everything goes up?
AC, HP, hit dice.
Really?
First turn.
Just an FYI. Probably should have told you, but it's more fun than you know now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they seem pretty weak. And just like one shot the guy.
Oh, they had 6 HP.
6 HP.
Their armor class was 10.
39 damage.
But now it'll go up.
I think Andy has zombie minis up there too.
Oh, okay. No, it'll go. It goes up each time.
Can one of them, their names be Rhubarb?
Rhubarb would destroy everything.
Okay. No, Rhubarb is one of Anthony's old characters.
Current. Current.
Old current.
He's currently one of my favorite.
Old. He is?
Oh, fuck yeah. Just for everything he has going on. Finn's also up there.
But. He's in that pic. Rhubarb's in that picture up there. Not the fire guy.
No.
The one.
No, he knows fire now, which is cool, but that's besides the point. Any other questions?
No, I think I'm good.
No gravity questions about...
Oh, yeah. So, I tried doing magic, essentially, and, and he's got an anti-magic...
It's not intentional that he has it. That's what his chest was glowing for.
Really?
That is part of the curse.
Oh, no
so,
shit.
So, you wouldn't know about this yet, but it's called a falling star. It occurs once a month, and he has it in his chest to avoid the curse affecting him.
The pirate's curse?
During the day, yeah. So he can stay in human form. Really? Yeah.
That's crazy. So, how did he get that?
He found it.
And just put it in his own chest?
Yeah.
Does it grant a wish? Is that how?
So, it amplifies or destroys, like, magic. So depend like
oh when, he just it nullifies magic nearby.
It's not that's why I had to roll a D100 because it's random. what happens. Here, if you want to roll, I'll roll one more time, and I'll give you another instance of what would happen.
89. No, 09. Ooh, so 9.
Circle of 10 disinterested frogs appear around the caster. That's exactly what it is.
And the magic doesn't happen for all of them, too? Like, it just straight up magic won't happen?
That's it. That's
funny. So for the one island, it just makes you rise 10 feet and fall to the ground?
Yeah, you had... Everyone floats 10 feet up in the up before gravity returns to normal.
That's cool.
So, every time you cast a spell within the star, random shit happens.
That's funny. Who put this curse on the merge, like we know?
No, nobody asked. He has an idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole nother can of worms once you find out about that.
On the way to Hangman's Tree, are we passing by Michael's?
You can.
With the spiders?
Yeah. You would be on the spiders.
Okay. Maybe we should talk to Michael and see who said we should side on.
Sure. Yeah.
He's a trusted friend at this point.
Yeah.
Because he might actually be pissed at Peter Pan. I think he was. I think he was one of the people that made us believe Peter Pan was kind of bad, saying that I think he told us that he loses interest quickly, right? Is that his attitude towards him? Is
not like terrible, but like similar to Wendy, but not as bad.
Yeah,
he's accepted it because he knows he was raised by the gnomes, so he's kind of been on his own for almost as long as he can remember.
Yeah. The chapter with Pan in his life is so minute compared to his whole life that's actually there.
Because he's older than he looks.
Yeah.
So is Wendy. Like,
they look 60s, but they're probably 150 or something like that. Yeah,
at least, yeah. They're beyond their age, but...
That's cool.
That's it. Thanks for tuning in.
Catch you guys next time.
Yeah. Adios.
Yeah.